Station 6. Peat depletion in the Spreewald. Am Torfstich is still a commonly used designation in the Spreewald to mark where peat was manually cut from the bogs. Today, however, only the oldest villagers know about its origins, because peat cutting as a practice has largely been forgotten. In the Oberspreewald in particular, so-called peat cutting bogs developed in many areas, although they are now difficult to identify, since in some cases, more than a century has passed since peat removal. The beginning of the 19th century marked the start of peat extraction in the Spreewald for burning fuel. This was due to the wood shortage caused by forest clearing for meadow areas and the establishment of settlements. Up until the middle of the century, burning peat was a part of everyday life. In the southern part of the Oberspreewald, there were many cooperatives for manual peat cutting. Towards the end of the 19th century, cheaper lignite gradually replaced peat as fuel. Coal was scarce in the Spreewald after the First World War due to the specific reparations and cession of land in the Treaty of Versailles, which led to the loss of coal fields. As a result of coal scarcity in the 1920s, people returned to burning peat for fuel. Peat cutting and mixing machines were also used for peat extraction. In Radosch, peat mining continued up until 1924. The interest in organic raw materials surfaced again during the GDR era, especially in the 1980s. During this time, peat was extracted for use as fertilizer for agriculture, and only wheeled excavators were used. The extraction sites were mainly on the outskirts or outside of the actual Spreewald lowlands. The peat cuttings during the GDR era were significantly deeper and larger than those of the 19th and early 20th centuries.